Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I'm joined now on the line from somewhere in Cork by Eric Fitzhugh, who is currently cycling the entire perimeter of Ireland with his dad Peter to honour the memory of Carol Fitzhugh, his Eric's mum, who passed away from liver cancer in 2022. Eric, are you on your bike?
I am just off the bike, so impeccable timing.
Thank you so much. And we spoke a little earlier, we were chatting to you. Where are you now?
So actually in Goleen, just in West Cork.
Lovely. And how many kilometres have you cycled so far?
So today, I think we just crossed around the 700 kilometre mark. So that's in 5 days.
Wow. Okay. So 5 days. Give us a breakdown of the day of your current journey. So you started from Sandy Mount.
We did. Yeah, we started in unfortunately horrible weather on Saturday morning in Dublin, in Sandy Mount.
Yeah.
So we followed the coast down the east coast. We stopped. Our first stop was just outside Wexford town. Stayed there overnight.
So that's 150k in the first day.
It was, yeah, 150. And then we were on from there to, they all mold into one. The second day we were on to
Tramore.
Tramore. Finished in Tramore the second day.
300k down, yeah.
60.
Yeah, well done.
And then yesterday we finished in Cloyne, just outside Cork. And then today on to Goleen, which is down in West Cork, just past Skull. So I'm just sitting here, just off the bike, so just sitting beside the sea here, and it's absolutely beautiful today, thankfully, because we've had some shocking weather.
yesterday must have been awful.
It was. It's funny because obviously, even though we're a small island, you still get different weather in different parts of the country. And first thing yesterday morning, I got a text from my grandmother, Bunny, and she said, "It's a fabulous, lovely, sunny day for your cycle today." And unfortunately, that might have been the case in Dublin. But for us, it was, we had a headwind and torrential rain for about 6 hours on the bike yesterday. So it was pretty grim conditions.
So you've 700, just over 700K down. So you're on track. So you're doing well. You haven't let the weather stop you. How are you feeling?
Not too bad. Little niggles, pains and whatnot. That's part and parcel of it. To be expected on such a long cycle. Obviously we've a couple of weeks ahead of us, but so I'm sure there'll be plenty of little pains and niggles along the way, but otherwise feeling good.
How's your dad doing?
He's good. I mean, he's done a huge amount of training for this, probably even more than I have.
Oh really?
I had a bit of an iffy run in just with various different things. I travel a lot for work, so I was a little bit of an iffy run in. But so I think Dad is probably the fitter of the two of us. But look, we'll get each other through it, and we'll push each other along as we need to.
Good man, Peter. Now, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't tell everybody that your mum Carol is from cycling royalty.
Absolutely, yeah,
so
absolutely.
Tell us who her brother is.
So my mum's brother was Stephen Roach. So he would have been a very big name in Irish cycling.
Oh, yeah.
Many moons ago. And then my cousin, who I'd be very close to, is Nicholas Roach. He was a professional cyclist, represented Ireland as well. So Nico and Stephen are both supporting us in this endeavour as well, and we got plenty of advice off both of them in the lead up to this, which was definitely needed.
Really? What kind of advice?
Yeah, lots of nutrition. A huge amount of it was around nutrition. Like my dad and I wouldn't be used to anything like this. I mean, we've both been cycling our whole lives, but like it'd be going out on a Sunday morning. You might do, 90 or 100 kilometers and you'd stop for a coffee somewhere and whatever, but certainly not anything like 3 weeks consistently on the bike.
It's amazing. So but I want to make sure we get in where it's a fundraiser, and it's at TDE.Carol, and it stands for Tour de Era for Carol, and you have an I donate under Eric Fitzhugh. Is that correct? For people to,
that's
if they want
correct.
To donate.
Yeah.
And you have another few weeks, so we may catch up with you in another couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
Best of luck.
Love to.
Back on that bike. Okay, we'll take a quick song before the new act.